Chosen by a Horse by Susan Richards. If I had stopped to think, I would have responded as I usually did when hearing a plea for help for animals sick and suffering at the hands of humans. I might have done nothing, or I might have sent a check. But this time, when my friend Judy called to tell me the SPCA had just confiscated 40 abused horses from a standardbred farm and needed help housing them, I ran for my jacket and jumped in the car. I don't know why this time was different, why in an instant I chose to do something I'd previously avoided. I was not accustomed to going to the rescue. Mine was never the face friends saw smiling over them as they woke up in the hospital after surgery. I wasn't the one they called to drive them to get their stitches out or to pick up the results of lab tests or x-rays or anything medical. I had a horror of sickness, my own or anybody else's. With such an aversion to illness, why was I standing at the fence watching 20 emaciated broodmares with their foals stumble in the mud? Why did I answer that call? Perhaps it was just a knee-jerk reaction to a deep and abiding love of horses, a love passed down to me by my grandmother, a formidable, sometimes cruel woman who had become my guardian when I was 5. As always, I cringed when I remembered my grandmother.